And the virgin's name was Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, I'm wondering whether or not we'll be able to have our rosary procession this evening, but that, of course, is up to Our Lady. But we'll do a little consultation with the weather, Pocono's outside after Mass, and then we can make a determination. But if you think of it, rain is very much a part of the Fatima story, isn't it? And part of the glory of the miracle of the sun was that it was raining so hard. So probably in our part, from time to time, we do have to show a little bit of extra faith. The September apparition of Our Lady at Fatima 100 years ago came when still most of the families of the children and most of the close relatives and neighbors were incredulous. They didn't believe. The crowds came from elsewhere. And this was the first time, noon on the 13th of September, that cassocks were seen, clergy, some clergy, and a great number of seminarians, it turns out, because the seminarians were just returning to the seminary after summer vacation for the start of the new fall session, and they wanted to see what was happening at Fatima before they were locked up in the seminary for the term. So they all went there, and being young, they were somewhat high-spirited, and they were actually sort of jumping around, Father Martindale says, from rock to rock, looking, kind of entertaining themselves as they were waiting, and looking around for a good position to see whatever it was that might be seen. And one of the priests that was there warned the seminarians that this whole thing could actually be of diabolic origin. And so that put them in their place, but since they were young only for a while, they stood still far away. But one by one, they made their way to get as close as they could to the oak, the holm oak, because they wanted to see what was to be seen. The vicar general of the diocese was there, and his name was Monsignor Quaresma, and he says later that he looked into the cloudless blue sky that day, and with astonishment he saw, clearly and distinctly, a luminous globe moving from east to west, gliding slowly and majestically through space. My friend, the Monsignor says, also looked and had the good fortune to enjoy the same unexpected and delightful vision. And suddenly, the globe with its extraordinary light disappeared. Near us was a little girl dressed like Lucia and about the same age who continued to cry happily, "I still see it. I still see it. Now it's coming down," she reported. After a few minutes, she began to exclaim again, pointing to the sky, "Now it's going up again." And she followed the globe with her eyes until it disappeared in the direction of the sun. When asked by his companion, another priest, what the Monsignor thought, and he replied, it was Our Lady. He was quite sure. "And I must emphasize," he wrote later, "that all those around us appeared to be seeing the same thing, for one heard cries of joy and praises of Our Lady. But some saw nothing. Near us was a simple, devout creature crying bitterly because she had seen nothing." And that, you might say, that's sort of the characteristic, I think, of the September apparition of Our Lady. It was actually very short. And some saw and some didn't. Some got their prayer answered and some would not have their prayers answered. But first of all, as usual, Lucia asks the lady who appears, "What do you want of me?" And Our Lady repeated all that she had said the last time, "Say the rosary daily in honor of Our Lady of the Rosary to obtain the end of the war." And this is interesting, that Saint Joseph and the Holy Child would appear to give, in order to give peace to the world, and that our Lord would bless the people, and that they would see, in the Portuguese the word is forms, that they would see, in other words, Our Lady as Our Lady of Sorrows, and Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And then Lucy, because she had all these petitions that were pressed on her, and she, in her innocence, was sort of scrupulous about carrying out all the many instructions that were given her on this occasion. She starts to read them off, and then our Blessed Mother, not for the first time, cuts her off and says she would grant some and others she would not grant. And then it was the big question of the money, because people were spontaneously donating money. What was to be done? And then Our Lady said, well, divide the money in half, and one half of the money collected is for the two biers, which I think were carved, you know, the little affair that carries the statue, such as, weather permitting, we'll be doing tonight with the four people carrying it. And so two were to make these beers, and the rest of the money was for the little chapel there on the property. Beer or litter is another word that's used. And then Lucy inserts this. This is her chance. So she says, many people say that I am a liar and that I deserve to be hanged or burnt. She has an innocent child's sense of justice. Please work a miracle so that all may believe. And Our Lady said again that she would. And then last of all, this is how it ends, actually. Lucy says, some people have given me two letters and a bottle of eau de cologne for your ladyship. That is of no use in heaven, said Our Lady, and she left. Those are the last words. Isn't that charming? It was sort of slice of life, you might say, slice of life. And then that was the end of it. For many people, when you say Fatima, they still think about the secret of Fatima, and many people, if not most, believe that the real secret of Fatima never has been revealed all of these years. But Fatima, of course, has many secrets within secrets and many prophecies within prophecies. Remember that part of the idea of a prophecy is to proclaim here and now some divine truth, particularly as it affects our own life. Just yesterday, as we're keeping this octave of Our Lady's birth, her nativity, we kept the beautiful Feast of the Holy Name of Mary and contemplated a little bit, as we do each year, why our Lord chose this name for the mother of his son. And Saint Jerome, I think, was very careful to distinguish his vowels when he was given the possible etymology of the word, which means lady or star of the sea or bitter. There are many, many possible meanings. But another very close word in the Hebrew is Miriam. And sometimes you come across Miriam as a woman's name, as a Hebrew variant of Mary. That's interesting, but St. Jerome didn't want to associate the Blessed Mother with the Old Testament Miriam, who was the sister of Moses, the prophet. And she was a prophetess herself. She led the Israelites in the beautiful canticle of thanksgiving after they passed through the Red Sea and Almighty God slew all of the pagan Egyptians. And the reason for the diffidence to steer clear of Moses' sister, called Miriam, such a very similar name, was because she was possessed, and that probably would be the word for it, of a terrible spirit of pride all of a sudden. Her brother, Moses, according to the custom of the time and the place, you know, the patriarchs were quite polygamous, had married a Cushite woman, which would be some kind of an African, I think. And that was the last straw for his sister, Miriam. Once again, it's a very sort of a family or a familiar type setting. And I think Aaron, the brother who was the high priest, he found himself sort of in the middle. And Miriam says to him, has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And she was immediately punished by Almighty God with leprosy. Her whole of her flesh turned white, and she was expelled as a leper from the camp, and she was only allowed back in because Moses, who was very good about this sort of thing, went in to see Almighty God and made intercession for his sister. And that's the last we hear of Miriam until perhaps the the coming of our Blessed Mother. But you see how that name could be connected and how appropriate that would be, because Our Lady truly does lead us in our canticles of thanksgiving. But Our Lady is the opposite of Miriam. That is to say, she is the very model of humility. And if there's any virtue that's associated with Our Lady, whereby she was able both to please our Lord and to bring him into, conceive him, bring him into existence in this world as a little baby, it was the beautiful virtue of humility. The words of Miriam sound a little bit like the words of Eve. That is to say, they are words of pride. And you could contrast that kind of a pride with almost everybody at the Fatima scene 100 years ago today. That is to say, they were all so sweet and so simple and so pure and so sort of homey, down home-like. There was no room for anybody that was proud there at Fatima, at least not in September. The proud people came by in October to get themselves converted. So that's a thought about another possible meaning of this lovely, short, but very full apparition that preceded the great miracle of the sun by 1 month. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.